when you have a tasting, as we've been having, when you have all of these Bordeaux, and you get the tannin is in the finish of the three quarters of the wines or something, and you end up with a certain buildup that makes you not really appreciate it.
It feels grueling.
But every one of those wines that we had yesterday, if you had them alone at dinner,
with a
bite of food between each taste, and you weren't doing the serious tasting without the food, you would see that it just is this perfectly harmonious blend.
Right. They don't lend themselves as much to mass tastings.
That's right. I think that's the hardship. I think that's exactly right. Whereas drinking a Burgundy by itself, where you They slip on down. Yes. Mm. They slip on down, but it's not the same as having a really...
But people don't like the challenge. They like everything easier. People like to be passive.
But it isn't really easier. I mean, I don't think you really have to think so much. I think you just have to relax and say, and it's like a... You don't have to analyze the sunset. You just say, here it is, and it's all over, and it's everywhere, and it's getting to you.
But you know what, Thelma, very quietly and privately, I don't think anybody in this room is doing that. I think they're all operating very much from their minds and their storehouses of knowledge and analysis and everything. I don't think anybody's just relaxing and letting the wines do them.
I think a lot of people are feeling on duty. I think you're right about that.
It's hard to
when you're faced with all these
glasses of purple fluid, you know, to just like let them each be a painting or a poem.
I think Greg and Bob both really do actually appreciate, even if they are thinking too. I think they really do
integrate.
But yes, but some others I don't think necessarily will totally get into it.